Welcome to the Event Hustler Show. I'm Liz King Caruso, and I can't wait to dive into some of the hottest event industry topics in this resource for planners by planners. Let's jump in. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to a better produced version of the Event Hustler Show. I am trying here and really loving playing with Audacity and different tools, trying to make this show a little bit better for you. All right, so today I have a special topic I want to cover because we don't have a guest and it's not going to be that long. One of the things I've been thinking about with the podcast is that we have so much flexibility to just share my thoughts with you. And obviously I do that on the blog and I do it on social media. We do it through our collaborative events, but sometimes there's just nothing like being able to kind of like ramble to myself and let you listen to it on the go. So today I wanted to talk about something that has kind of been driving me crazy for years, and I wanted to toss it out there. I know that when I register for tons of industry conferences, and for some reason I notice this way more in the events industry than I notice it in other industries. Maybe it's because this is my industry, but I'll register for a conference and then it seems like instantly I'm being inundated with advertisements and promotions from tons of quote unquote partner companies. And I know what they're doing is sharing the list of attendees with sponsors. This is something we've never done at Techsy Talk. First of all, just because I think it's a bad practice. I don't even know that it's a really illegal way to do it. But even if it was legal, I would say, I don't think your attendees like it. And I think that that's a problem. I mean, email, we all get too much email. I don't always even want to get email from the events that I attend, let alone all of their partners, whatever you want to call them. So I'm wondering about why this happens so much. And I see this in like big industry organizations all the time. And sometimes we encounter it actually all the time. We encounter it when we're selling sponsorships for Techsy Talk, when people either ask about when they will get the attendee list or they, after the event, are asking for it. Our contracts are very specific that we do not share it, even if they get access to it because they are a registration partner or we need to upload our list of attendees for some reason. They're not to be using that data unless a person particularly specifically opts in. But we know that this is happening all the time in the industry. So I wanted to just kind of put this out there. We've worked with clients in the past too who do it. And we've had this conversation where we're talking about like the benefit is not necessarily the list of attendees. When we talk to our sponsors, we often talk to them about how what they are getting access to is this ability to make a connection. And they're welcome to have data on anyone who willingly gives it. And when do people willingly give data? After they've made a connection with you. It's something that I think sponsors need to be way more creative around their activations at events. And I think the only way that's going to happen is if event organizers put their foot down and stop sharing the attendee list. It's driving me crazy. And I want to know if this is something that you're doing. If so, why? Is it because you feel like you can't get out of it? Is it because you feel like it's the only real value that you're giving your sponsors? Is it because you're afraid you'll lose all your sponsor dollars if you don't? I can assure you that that's not necessarily the case. From our experience, you just need to explain to your sponsors why that list is really not that valuable to them unless they've done something unique to make a connection and gotten a person to opt in. Because all they are doing really is getting a ton of unsubscribes and a lot of bad sentiment put out into the market. And it's really not good for them. And if you're not doing it, I'm curious how you've been so successful in not doing it. Because again, a lot of people feel like this is just standard industry practice. You've got to share the list. And I know there's a better way. And I bet you know there's a better way, which is why you're doing it. So I want to hear from you. Put this in our Techsy Talk collaborative community. If you see us on Facebook somewhere, on Twitter, whatever, wherever you see us, LinkedIn, wherever you see my name or the Techsy Talk brand, let us know that you're listening to this episode. And I'm really curious what you are doing about this sharing, list sharing thing. Do you share your sponsor lists? And sponsors, why is this like your number one most requested thing? I think we can get beyond this. I know we've done it at Techsy Talk and we are always fighting this fight. So I'm hoping someone else in the industry will join us and help us think about this differently. If you are someone who is thinking about this differently and has been really successful, hit me up. Maybe we'll have a conversation on the podcast about it too. All right, folks, that's all for this episode. See you soon. Hustle hard.